Today's daf is Brachos Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Let's start at the top of the Amud. The Gemara is talking about different things that you see in a dream. It says the Gemara in the first line, Haroa Huna B'chalom, if a person sees the name Huna in a dream. So the sound that you hear in the word Huna is the Nun. That's a sign that Nes Nasalo, that a miracle is going to happen for him. If he sees in the dream Hanina, Hananya, or Yochanan, two Nuns, Nisei Nisim Nasalo, many miracles will happen for him. Haroa Hesbid B'chalom, if he sees the word eulogy in a dream, Min HaShamayim Chaso Olav Uptauhu, that's really an acronym of the words Chasu Uptauhu, that means that in heaven it had been a decree that he should die, they had compassion upon him, and they redeemed him. That's only true if he sees the word written out, not if he literally saw the event of a person eulogizing others. If a person responds with Yehesh Merab Mavorach in a dream, it's guaranteed for him that he's a member of the world to come. If a person reads Kriyat Shema in a dream, it's a sign that he's deserving to have the divine presence rest upon him. But his generation is not deserving of it. If a person is putting on tefillin in a dream, he should anticipate that he's going to have greatness, power, authority. As the verse says, all the nations of the world will see that the name of God is upon you, and they'll be afraid of you. Belezer Gadol teaches, that's a reference to the fact that you're wearing the tefillin on your head. The tefillin on your head will frighten your enemies away from you. As we know that the Lubavitcher Rebbe instructed Israeli soldiers before the Six-Day War to be very careful with wearing tefillin in order that the nations of the world would be afraid of them. If a person's praying in a dream, Simon Yafalo, that's a very good sign because it means that he's close to Hashem. So if in the dream he was praying, it's a sign that he has closeness to Hashem. That's only true if he didn't finish the prayers and then end the dream. However, but rather he completed the dream in the middle of his prayers. But if he finished all his prayers and then ended the dream, that's a sign that Hashem is rejecting him and not a sign of closeness to him. Now, we have a series of very strange things next in the Gemara. Habal ima b'chalom, someone who in his dream is dreaming that he had relations with his mother. Yitzap l'bina, that's a sign that he really deserves bina. Bina is a type of understanding, maven davar mitoch davar, to understand one thing from something else. So here, the love for mother is a natural love. The love to a spouse of ba'al someone is a love that a person builds. So it's as if his second love is coming out of the first love. So he should therefore anticipate bina. Shenamas, the verse says, ki im la bina tikra. And the way we're reading it is, ki im la bina tikra, call bina a mother. How about nara morasa? If a person in his dream is having relations with a nara morasa, yitzap la Torah, he should anticipate Torah knowledge. Shenamas, the verse says, Torah tzivolanu Moshe. Moshe commanded us Torah, morasha, kilas Yaakov, an inheritance to the community of Yaakov. Al tikri morasha, don't read it as inheritance, elo morasa, but rather an engagement, a betrothal, that the Torah is something that we can acquire, like one acquires a spouse. And therefore, if someone had a dream of having relations with an Ayar Morasa, it's a symbol that he's going to acquire Torah, he's going to have a connection to the Torah. Habalachosu b'chalom, if a person in his dream is having relations with his sister, Yitzap l'chachma, he should anticipate gaining wisdom. Shenamas, the verse says, Amor l'chachma achosiat, tell wisdom, you are my sister. Habalachosu b'chalom, if a person in his dream is seeing that he's having relations with a married woman, that's really a guarantee that he's a person of the world to come. That's only true if he didn't know her from before. He wasn't thinking about her during the night. But if he was thinking about her during the night, so then the dream is not a sign that he's going to have an extra share in the world to come, but rather it's just the results of his thoughts during the day, and that's not indicative about the future at all. Rabbi Abba said, if a person sees wheat in a dream, Ra'a Shalom, it's a symbol of peace. And as the verse says, Asam Gvulech Shalom, who gives your boundary, who will place your boundary peace, Chelev Chitzim Yazbi'ech, with the fat of wheat, he will satisfy you. Haro'a Sa'orim B'chalom, if a person sees barley in a dream, that's a message that Sa'orav Osav, his sins have been removed. Sa'avonos, the sins have been removed, and that combines into the word Sa'orim. Shanam, as the verse says, Sa'orav Aneich, and your sin will be taken from you, v'chataseich, and your crimes to chupa will be atoned for. Reb Zera, said, Ana lo salkim yubavel Eretz Yisrael. I wouldn't move from Babel to the land of Israel, ad chazoi sari b'chalma, until I saw barley in a dream. If a person sees a vineyard, sees a grapevine filled with grapes in a dream, that's a message that his wife's not going to have any miscarriages. Shenemar, the verse says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine. If he sees soreka, if he sees a branch with grapes, it's apple Mashiach. He should anticipate Mashiach. Shenemar, the verse says, Osri la gefeni ro, that the children of Judah will be blessed with a tremendous amount of grapes. One will tie his Iro, his donkey, to the grapevine, La Soreka, and even to a single branch, B'ni Atono, the children of the donkey. Haro Atena Bechalom, if a person sees a fig in a dream, that's a message of Toros Mishtameres Bekirbo, his Torah will be preserved in his midst. Shenemar, the verse says, No Tzerteina, one who watches the fig, Yochad Piria will eat its fruit. So you see that Teina is connected to watching. So his Torah will be watched within him. If a person sees pomegranates in a dream, Zutri, if they are small pomegranates, the message is Pari Iske, Kirimona. His business will be fruitful like a pomegranate. Ravravi, if they're big pomegranates, Ravi Iske Kirimona, that's the message that his business will increase and become very large like a large pomegranate. Palgi, if he sees half of a pomegranate in the dream, so, Im Talmud Chacham, if he's a Torah scholar, it's apple with Torah, he should anticipate success in his learning of Torah. Shenemar, as the verse says, Ashkecha miyein harekach, I'll give you to drink from the spiced wine, may asis rimoni, from the syrup of my pomegranate. Im Amaharitzu, and if he's an ignoramus, and he sees a half pomegranate, it's apple with mitzvos, he should anticipate successfully fulfilling many mitzvos. Shenemar, as the verse says, Kepelach harimon rakaseich, my rakaseich, that's to tell you, afilu rekanum shabach, even the empty ones amongst you, our kepela harimon, malei mitzvos, are filled with mitzvos, kirimon, like a pomegranate. Haro ezeisim b'chalom, if a person sees olives in a dream, so if they're small, parayv ravi, that means that parayv ravi v'kai asake kezeisim. It's a sign that his business will be fruitful, will increase, and it will last like olives. Honey mealy prairie, that's true if he sees the fruit of the olive trees. Avali lani, but if he sees the trees themselves, Havilin bana merubim, that's a sign that he'll have many children. Shenemar, as the verse says, Banechak shisilei zesim, your children will be like olive shoots, like recently planted olive trees. Ikadami, others say, Haro his eyes b'chalom, if he sees an olive in a dream, Shem tovi otzalom, that's a sign that he's going to have a good reputation. Shenemar, as the verse says, Zayas ra'anan, or free, Zayas ra'anan, yifei pritoar, Kare Hashem Shmecha. Hashem has called your name a leafy olive tree, beautiful with wonderful fruit. Haro Hashem and Zayas b'chalom, if a person sees olive oil in a dream, Yitzapalim or Torah, that's a sign that he will succeed to have the illumination of Torah, the excitement in Torah. Shenemar, the verse says, V'yikhoelech Hashem and Zayasach, and they should take for you pure olive oil, Shemen lama'or, kasas lama'or, right? Pressed to create ma'or, to create illumination. Haroah tamar b'chalom, if a person sees dates in a dream, tam avonosa, that's a message that his sins have ended. Shenemar, the verse says, tam avonich bastion, your sins have ended, the daughter of Zion. Amar Yosef said, haroah eiz b'chalom, if a person sees a goat in a dream, that's a message that shanim is berechaslo, his year is going to be blessed. Izim, if he sees money goats, shanim is baruchaslo, he's going to have many years of blessing. Shenemar, the verse says, v'dei chalav izim l'lachmecha, and let the milk of goats be sufficient for your food. So goats produce a lot of blessing. They get, they produce milk and cheese, as well as wool. So if you see goats in a dream, that's a wonderful sign. If a person sees a myrtle branch in a dream, that's a sign that his assets will be very successful, because the hadassim have three leaves on every level, so that's a sign of increase. If he doesn't have assets, it's a sign that Yerusha nofel eslo b'makom acher, and inheritance will fall to him from somewhere else, and he will get assets. Amar Ulula said, Rami lo b'masi satana, some said it was told in the Braisa, v'udachaz b'chanai, that's only true when he saw the myrtle branches on their base, in other words, still attached to the ground where they are growing, then it's a sign of forthcoming blessing and growth. Haro esrog b'chalom, if a person sees an esrog in a dream, if he sees the citron fruit, which we use on Sukkis, hadar hu lifnei kono, means that he's beautiful before Hashem. Shenemar, because the verse says about the esrog, creates hadar, it's the fruit of the beautiful tree, and then you also have to take the kapos tamar, the anafetz avos, and the arve nachal on Sukkis. Haro luv b'chalom, if a person sees a luv in a dream, that's a message that ein lo elo lev echad, lo aviv shema shamayim, he only has one heart, he's fully devoted to his father in heaven. If a person sees a goose in a dream, he should anticipate a lot of wisdom. The verse says, wisdom cries out in the streets. In other words, that wisdom proclaims itself in the street, so the duck, the goose, makes a lot of noise, and therefore if he sees it, he should anticipate wisdom. And if he has relations with this goose in his dream, then that's a sign that Yavi Rosh Hashiva, he's going to become a Rosh Hashiva who's making a lot of noise, telling a lot of Torah to many, many students. Amar Rav Asher, Rav Asher said, I in fact saw the goose in my dream, and I had relations with it, and in fact I rose to very great prominence to become a Rosh Hashiva. I wrote, if a person sees a male rooster in a dream, it's Apple of Enzachar, he should anticipate having a male child. Tarnagolim, if he sees multiple chickens, it's Apple of Levanim Schar, he should anticipate having many male children. Tarnagolis, if he sees a female chicken in a dream, it's Apple of Tarbitsana, he should anticipate a wonderful garden, the Gila, and being able to rejoice about the garden. If a person sees eggs in a dream, so the eggs are covered with a shell, that means Tluya Bakasha, so his requests of Hashem are in a state of suffix, in a state of doubt. We don't know whether they were accepted or not. But if he sees the eggs have been broken open, so that's a sign that his request has been fulfilled. The same is true with a dream involving nuts. If the nuts are closed, that means that the request is still being considered. If they're open, that's a sign that the request has been granted. The same is true with cucumbers. The same is true with any type of glass. Any vessel that can easily break would have the same status, that if the object is intact, that means that the request is being considered, but if the object has broken, that's a sign that the request has been granted. And this is a crack. If somebody in his dream is entering into a city, that's a sign that his desires are going to be fulfilled. The verse says, he led them to their desired place. If a person has a haircut in his dream, it's a wonderful sign. If they're cutting both his head and his beard, it's a good thing for him and his whole family. If in his dream he's sitting in a small boat, that means that he's going to have a good reputation that will spread to many people. If it's in a large boat, that means not only will it be a good reputation for him, but a good reputation for him and for his entire family. This is only true if in the dream the boat is high, top of the crest of the waves. Top of the waves, that's a sign that his reputation is spreading far, that many people can see him. And if the Bechalom, if in his dream he goes to the bathroom, Simon Yafalo, that's also a good sign. Shneimer, the verse says, Mihart Soali Paseach, one who must, let things out, was able to let it out quickly. That's only true if in his dream he didn't see himself cleaning himself, because if he cleaned himself, then his hands are getting dirty with the Davar Maos, with something disgusting, and it's not necessarily such a good sign. If in the dream he's climbing up onto a roof, that's a sign he's going to become very prominent. Yard, if he comes down from the roof in the dream, Yard, so it's a sign he's going to come down from his prominence. However, Abai and Rava both said, once a person has gone up to prominence, Allah, he's gone up. So therefore, if he sees in his dream that he's going up to a roof, that's a sign that he's going to have an important status. The fact that he came down from the roof is just the Dvarim B'Talim, the empty words that might be in a dream. If a person's tearing his clothing in a dream, it's a message from heaven, but they're tearing for the decree that's against him. If a person's standing naked in a dream, if it's in Babel, it means Omer B'Lochet, he's standing without the sin. Because in Babel, normally there are many sins. Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a mitzvah to settle the land, if he's standing naked, it means Arba lo mitzvahs, he is without the benefit of performing mitzvahs. And it's Mitzvah Sardiot, if in his dream he gets seized by a Roman officer, gets arrested, Shmir Nasislo, it's a sign that he's going to be protected. Mesanu Bekolor, if they put him in chains, Hosifu Lashmir Shmiras, that means he's very, very protected from any harm. Hanimu, that's only true Bekolor if he's in chains. Avachavla Ba'alma, but if he's put in the dream into ropes, it's not a sign that he is being protected so much. Anichas Agam Bachalom, if a person comes into a swamp in a dream, that's a message that he's going to ask the Rosh Hashiva, he's going to become Rosh Hashiva, because in the swamp there are a lot of little reeds, and that's a symbol of the Rosh Hashiva, has a lot of students around him to learn from him. But if he goes into a forest in a dream, that means he's the head of the Bnei Kala. In other words, he's only dealing with the review shir. He's giving the chazara shir. He's reviewing the class. And so after the big lecture, people might gather around him to learn, but not as many people as those who come to the lecture. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua Chazul Chalmud. They both saw a dream. Rav Papa, Da'al Agmar, Rav Papa went into a swamp. Master Rosh Yeshiva, he became the head of the yeshiva. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, Da'al Yar, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, only went into a forest. Master Rosh Levnei Kala, he became the one in charge of the review class, the head of the Kala. He could tell me a different version of this. Tavar Lagma Algi, both of them had in their dream entering swamps. El Rav Papa, the Tali Tavla, Rav Papa, in his dream, had a bell around his neck. Master Rosh Yeshiva, he became a Rosh Yeshiva, because that makes noise, like the Rosh Yeshiva gives classes to many people. Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, the Lo Tali Tavla, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, did not have a bell around his neck. Master Rosh Levnei Kala, he became the one giving the Chazar Ashir, the head of the members of the Kala. Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said, I know, I look to Agma. I once dreamt that I entered into a swamp with Loi Tavla, and I had a bell hanging from my neck. V'navchi ba navuchi, and I rang it noisily. That was a sign that I was going to become eventually a Rosh Yeshiva. And in fact, Rav Ashi became the Rosh Yeshiva in Masa Machsia. The Gemara now tells us a series of brisos again about dreams. Tani Tana Kamedri of Nachman Yitzchak. Katana told a brisa in front of Nachman Yitzchak. Amekas Damachalom, if in the dream there's bloodletting, that's a sign of Avonosav, his sins, which are red like the blood, Mechulin Lo, are forgiven to him. Asks the Gemara, about time didn't learn a brisa, Avonosav Sturin Lo. It means that the sins are arranged. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, my Sturin? What does it mean, arranged? Sturin Limacha, they're arranged to be all forgiven. Tani Tana Kamedri of Sheshis, a different brisa. There was a Tana, an expert in brisas, who taught in front of Rav Sheshis. We learned Tahro Nachash Bechaloma, if a person sees a snake in a dream, that's a message of Parnasosa Mezumanaslo, that his livelihood is going to become very available to him because the snake is going, Akachon Chatelech, it's going to, it travels on its stomach, and Afar Tochel, it eats dirt, so dirt's always available. So the snake always has what to eat. So if a person sees a snake, it's a message, he's always going to have what to eat. He's going to have a lot of livelihood. Nishacho, and if the snake bites him in the dream, Nichpalolo, that means that his livelihood is doubled. Hargo, but if he kills the snake, so that's a sign that Avdo Parnasoso, that he lost his livelihood, because the snake is a symbol of livelihood. This is what the person said in the name of a brisa in front of Rav Sheshis. However, Rav Sheshis said to him, I'm only Rav Sheshis, I don't understand. If a person has in his dream that he can defeat a snake, so certainly that's a message that his livelihood is being doubled. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Rav Sheshis had seen a snake in his dream, and Rav Sheshis in his dream killed it, and he just wanted to make himself feel better. And he said, well, if he had the strength to defeat the snake, certainly it's a sign he's going to have livelihood, but it's not true. Since the snake implies having livelihood, killing the snake is a sign of not having livelihood. There was a teacher of brisas who taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan, another brisa. All the different types of beverages are a good message in a dream. If a person sees himself drinking apple juice or orange juice in a dream, it's a good sign. Except for wine. There are those who are drinking wine in a dream, it's a good sign. There are those who are drinking wine in a dream, it's a bad sign. There are those drinking wine, it's a good sign in the dream. Because the pasuk says, wine can make the heart of people happy. There are those who are drinking the wine, it's a bad sign. As the verse says, give the beer to the one who needs to perish anyway. The yayin, and give the wine, the mayor nefesh, to those who have a bitter soul. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Latana. Rabbi Yochanan said to the teacher of Raisas, Tani, you have to read it like this. Talmud Chacham Le'olam Tovlo. If a Torah scholar has a vision of drinking wine in a dream, it's always good. Because the verse says, L'chu lachmu b'lachmi, eat my bread, u'shtu b'yein masachti, and drink the wine that I have diluted. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hishkimanaf Pasuk Latoch Piv, a person wakes up in the morning and right away there's a pasuk coming out of his mouth. He remembers the pasuk, Harezun Avu Ktana, that's also a minor prophecy. As we're going to see later, a dream is a minor prophecy. Tana Rabbanan, we were taught in Braisa, Shloshu Malachim Haim, there are three messages from kings in a dream. Aro David Bechalom, if he sees the king David in a dream, Yitzhab al-Chasidus, he should anticipate reaching great piety, because David HaMelech was a chasid. If he sees Shlomo in a dream, Yitzhab al-Chachma, he should anticipate acquiring wisdom. If he sees the wicked king Achav, then Yitzhak Menei Peronos, he should worry that maybe he's going to have also punishments come upon him, the way punishments certainly come on Achav in the Olam HaEmes, in the world of truth. There are three different messages based on prophets that you see in the dream. If you see the book of Malachim in a dream, it's Apalukdula. That means that it's a message you're going to become great. You're going to rise to prominence, like the book of Kings talks about people who are very prominent. If he sees the book of Yechezkel in a dream, it's Apalachachma. You should anticipate wisdom. The wisdom of the Kabbalah is primarily from the first chapter of Yechezkel. If he sees the book of Yeshayah in a dream, it's Apalachachma. You should anticipate consolation for a loss, just like Yeshayah speaks of the consolation of Yerushalayim. If he sees the book of Yirmiyahu in a dream, he should worry for punishment for sins, because Yirmiyahu was the prophet who talked about the destruction of the first temple, which we lost due to our sins. There are three messages in large books of Ksuvim. If Haroah Sefer Tehillim, if he sees the large book of Tehillim, which is 150 chapters, and it's in Ksuvim, Yitzhak Lechasidus, since it comes from David HaMelech, he should anticipate piety, great tzidkus. Mishle, if he sees the book of Mishle, Yitzhak Lechachma, he should anticipate wisdom. Eov, if he sees the book of Eov, Eov was punished for and had a very, very hard time, Yirek Ben HaPranus, then he should worry for misfortune that might be coming to him. Now there are three small books of Ksuvim that have messages if he sees them in a dream. If he sees the book of Shir Hashirim in a dream, it's Abba L'Chasidus, he should anticipate, again, Chasidus, because Shir Hashirim is all about Avas Hashem. It's a symbol, it's a parable to the love between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. If he sees the book of Kohelet, which is written by Shlomo HaMelech in his pursuit of wisdom, it's Abba L'Chachma, he should anticipate that he will get wisdom. And if he sees Kinos, if he sees the book of Eicha, Yedek Ben HaPranos, he should worry for misfortune, because Kinos, the Lamentations, the Eicha, is all about the misfortune that came upon Jerusalem. Therefore, if he sees that book, that's a sign that he, unfortunately, is going to have punishments as well. Haroah Megillas Esther, if a person sees the book of Esther in a dream, Neis Naslo, it's a sign he's going to have a miracle. Toshal Chachamim, there are three different sages that a person might see them in a dream. Haroah Rebbe B'chalom, if he sees Rebbe Yudah Anasi, the author of Mishnayis, Yitzhak L'Chachma, he should anticipate wisdom. Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah, if he sees Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah, Yitzhak L'Ashiras, he should anticipate wealth. Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah is very wealthy. If he sees Rebbe Shmuel Ben Elishu, who unfortunately was killed by the Romans, Yedek Min HaParanos, he should worry for misfortune. There are three different Torah scholars that if he sees them in a dream, they have different messages. If he sees Shimon ben Azi in a dream, Yitzhak L'Chasidus, he should anticipate becoming a very great Chassid. Ben Zoma, if he sees Ben Zoma, Yitzhak L'Chachma, he should anticipate wisdom. And if he sees Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, became a heretic, Yedek ben HaPranos, he should worry about divine retribution. All different types of wild animals are good messages in a dream, except for the elephant, the kof, and the chimpanzee, the kipod, and the porcupine. Some say it's a marten. It looks like some type of a weasel. Ask the Mara Vama Mara, but didn't we learn? Haroa Pil Bachalom, if you see an elephant in a dream, Pelanasalo, it's a message of wonders are going to happen for you, good things are going to happen for you. It's not going to say it's a bad message. That's the Mara Lukash, it's not a contradiction. Hadam Asarik, one is talking about an elephant who has a saddle on him. That's a good message. It's an omen of good. Hadam Asarik, or if the he doesn't have a saddle on him, it's actually an omen of bad. Kol minei matchos yafim l'chalom, all the different types of metal tools are good signs in a dream. Chutz mimar, except for the shovel, pesel, the anvil, the kardom, and an axe. I mean, that's only true the chazinu b'katayu, if he sees them in their handles. But if he doesn't see them with their handles, then the metal is a good sign. Kol minei peiros yafim l'chalom, all the different types of fruits are a good sign in a dream, chutz mi pagi tamar, except for unripe, small, little dates. Kol mini yirakos yafim l'chalom, all types of green vegetables are a good sign in a dream, chutz mi rashi lefasos, except for the tops of turnips, because as we saw yesterday, the tops of turnips are a symbol of getting hit with a billy club. Like Rava had a dream of two tops of turnips, two turnip tops, and Bar Hedja interpreted that he's going to be hit twice, and in fact he was hit twice by the two blind people that he tried to interrupt their fight in the shul. Ask Lamar, is that true? Didn't Rav say, oh yeah, I didn't become rich at the Chazoi rushing the fossils until I saw the heads of turnips. So apparently the heads of turnips are a good sign. When he saw them, he saw them still on their stems, they were still on the ground, then it's a good sign. But once they're out of their stems, it's not a good sign. All different colors are a good sign in a dream, except for the vision of Tchelas. Because it's a sign of becoming sickly. Rashi says it's somewhat of a greenish sign, greenish color, which makes a person sickly. All the different types of birds are a good sign in a dream, except for Karya, Kifuya, Kifufa, and Kurkifurai, which are apparently Kurkifurai. These are apparently all different types of owls. All right. The simon for the next couple of things is aguf, aguf, me'ain, meshivin, umarhivin, simon. Says the Gemara, shalosh nechasim aguf, the three things that come into the body, me'ain aguf, me'anim, and hem, but the body doesn't enjoy them. Good gunios, cherries, kafnios, these are dates that are not so good, and pagitmara, the unripe, small little dates. Shalosh nechasim aguf, there are three things that don't enter the body, but aguf, me'anim, and the body enjoys them a great deal. Alien, these are rechitza, washing, sicha, ointments, and tashmish, and usage. Apparently, Tashma Mita using the bed, presumably to have marital relations. Shosha Mein Olam Abba. There are three things that are a bit of the world to come. They have such great pleasures. Elohim, these are them. Shabbos, Shemesh, Sun, and Tashmish. Tashmish to mind. Which type of usage are we talking about? Elohim, Tashma Mita, if we're going to talk about marital relations, Hamikosh Kasha. So weakens a person. So how can that be such a great pleasure? Elohim, Tashmish to come. Must be, we're talking about using the holes in the body, namely going to the bathroom, the person feels much better once he has all the waste out of him. The three things that restore a person's feelings, makes him feel better. Eluhein, kol, a beautiful voice. Mara, beautiful sight. Reach, and a wonderful smell. The three things, even when a person's in a good mood, they make him even more expansively in a good mood. They broaden his feelings. Eluhein, these are the three. You are now a beautiful home. You should know a beautiful wife. Kilim Noam, and beautiful utensils, beautiful furnishings. All right, Hamisha, Shisha, Vasara, Simen. Hamisha, says the Gemara. Hamisha, Echad, Mishishim. There are five things that are 1/60th of something else. Eloin, these are them. Eish, fire, Dvash, honey, Shabbos, keeping the seventh day, the Sabbath, Shena, sleep, and Chalom, in a dream. Eish, Echad, Mishishim, Gehenna. Fire is 1/60th of the torments that we're going to get in the netherworld of Gehenna. Dvash, honey, Echad, Mishishim, Laban. That's 1/60th of the month. Shabbos, Echad Mishishim L'Olam Haba. Shabbos is 1/60th of the world to come. Shena, Echad Mishishim L'Misa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. And Chalom, a dream, Echad Mishishim L'Nevuah, is 1/60th of a prophecy. Shishim Dvarim Simin Yafal L'Cholot. There are six things that are a good sign for someone who's sick. Eloin, these are the six. Itush, sneezing, Zeya, sweating, Shilshul, diarrheas, carry, discharges of semen, Shena, sleep, and Chalom, a dream. Itush, sneezing, is a good sign, as the verse says, Atishosav Tohel Or. His sneezes flashlight. So a person's not feeling well, it's all depressed. When he's sneezing, the illness is going out, and then he's going to feel good. He's going to be radiating light. Sweating, the sneezes the pasuk says, so it's a play on word. Really, the literal meaning of the pasuk is, by the sweat of your brow, you will eat bread. But the play on words is, b'zeyas hapecha, through the sweating of your brow, tochalechem, you're going to have hachlama, you're going to have healing. Shilshul, loose bowels, taksiv, miher tsoali paseach liyomas l'shachas. If someone needs to relieve himself and hastens, will not die in the pit. Then we have, after Shilshul, carry taksiv, yirezera yarachyamim. If he sees seeds, he will have long day, length of days, and chain of taksiv, and sleep, as it says, yashanti oz yinuachli, I'll be asleep. And then I will be at rest. Chalom d'chsiv, a dream, as it says, v'tachlimeni v'chisani, you gave me a dream, and you gave me life. Shisha d'varim rapin esachol l'michalyo, there are six things that heal a person who's sick from his illness. U'f'as u'refu, and the healing is a full healing. Ilin indeed so them, kruv, cabbage, trodden, beets, sisin yevashin, dried type of peppermint, keva, an animal's stomach, heres, an animal's womb, yoseres akaved, the diaphragm of an animal. Yeshom, some say, after Dagan Katanim, a small fish, flowed not only to small fish, help a person who's not well, small fish make fruitful and strengthen a person's entire body. There are 10 things that make a person sick again. The sickness is much worse than it used to be. These are the 10 things. Someone who eats the meat of an ox, fatty meat, roasted meat, poultry, roasted egg, tiglachas, shaving, shachlayim, one who eats cress, chalav, milk, gvina, cheese, merchatz, bathing, yeshomim, some say, afegozim, walnuts, yes, yeshomim, some say, afkishuim, even cucumbers. Then a baby shmo, like in a brisa from the sheep, baby shmo, lemon, krishma, kishuim, why are they called cucumbers? Why are cucumbers called kishuim? The nation, kashan, look over, so the word kashan, it's difficult, it's bad for the body, kacharevels, like swords. Any is that so? Two nations in your midst. And we learned, I'll take don't mean as nations, Elegayim, but rather prominent ones. That's a reference to and Rabbi. They never had off their table neither radish or horseradish or lettuce nor cucumbers. They always had lettuce, cucumbers, and radish on their tables. That sounds like it's a good thing to have cucumbers. And we just said kishuin is a bad thing. It's hard for the body like a sword. And they always had it. They had it during the summer and during the winter. That's more lokash. If it's a big cucumber, it's not good. Abazutri, small cucumbers, those are very good. It's going back to dreams. Now again, about all these things, dreams and health, we know that the nature has changed and a person shouldn't rely on these things nowadays. If a person has dreams, so a dead body in the house, Shalom b'bayis, it's a sign of peace in the house. Achal v'shasu b'bayis, if the dead body ate and drank in the house, simiyavu b'bayis, it's a good sign for the entire house. Not to kill him in a b'bayis, if the dead body took things from the house, utensils from the house, simiyavu b'bayis, it's a bad sign for the house. Tikkun Rav Papa, Rav Papa explained, v'misana v'sandla, if what he took from the house was a shoe or a sandal, it's a sign that he's walking on a trip, he's taking people with him on the trip, that means other people in the house are going to die. In general, whatever a corpse takes from the house is a good sign, but except for the shoe or the sandal. Whatever a corpse puts in a house in a dream is favorable, except he's putting out dirt or mustard, that is ground mustard, so scattering out the dirt is a sign that other people are going to die and also be buried in the dirt like him. Right, the Mishnah taught us, if a place had Avodah Zarah that was uprooted, there's a bracha to be recited, Baruch Shachar Avodah Zarah Me'ar Tzeinu. Some say that if it's Adzer Be'er Tzisrael, you also make a bracha, Baruch Shachar Avodah Zarah Ben HaMakom Hazeh. Blessed is God who uprooted Avodah Zarah from this place. Tanur Banu Mutar Baisa, Roa Markless, a person sees the Avodah Zarah of Markless, Omer, that was the Avodah Zarah of throwing stones at this thing. Omer, he says, Baruch Shanasan Aruch HaPayim Be'over Yitzona. Blessed is God who gave so much compassion even to those who violate his will, and he doesn't punish them right away. Lakam Shneakum Men Avodah Zkacham, he sees a place where idol worship was uprooted. Omer, he says, Baruch Shachar Avodah Zarah Me'ar Tzeinu. Lakam Shneakum Men Lakam Zeh. And then he should add, the same way that this Avodah Zarah was uprooted from this place, came to Yakim Yakom Yakom from Israel, may it also be uprooted from all the other places in Israel. And may Hashem turn the hearts of those who serve the Avodah Zarah to serve you. Over the hearts, but outside the land of Israel, inside Chomer doesn't have to say Hashem Levav Deim Lavdecha and turn the hearts of those who worship them, the Avodah Zarah, to serve you. Because outside of Eretz Yisrael, anyway, most of the people are idol worshippers. Says that even outside of the land of Israel, has to say Hashem Levav Deim Lavdecha. Because in the future they're all going to convert. And as the pasuk says, they're all going to call the name of Hashem. If a person sees the wicked places in the place of Babel, in Babel, the wicked country that destroyed the base of Mikdash, he has to recite seven blessings. Babel, if he sees the city of Babel itself, Omer says, Baruch Sheikhu Babel Arashah, blessed is God who destroyed the wicked city of Babel. Rabbi Shem Nebuchadnezzar, if he sees the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, Omer says, Baruch Sheikhu Babel Shem Nebuchadnezzar Arashah, blessed is God who destroyed the house of the wicked Nebuchadnezzar. Rokov Shalom Raya Sukhiv Shana Asia, if he sees the pit of the lions, or the furnace where Hanani was shown us, I was thrown into, or the lions where the lion's den where Daniel was thrown into. Omer says, the blessing, Baruch Shalom Nisan was in Babel, because blessed is God who did miracles for our ancestors in this place. Markless, if he sees the idol of Markless, Omer says, Baruch Shanas and Erechapayim over Ritzona, blessed is God who gave so much compassion, so much patience to those who violate his will. Rabbak Shalom Men and Offer, if he sees a place where they would take dirt out, they used to have a place in Babel, they would take away dirt, and that was the fulfillment of the prophecy that the entirety of Babel would be destroyed, even the dirt's going to be removed. Omer, then he says, Baruch Omer Bo'osa, blessed is God who says, and he does, goes and makes decrees of Mekayim, and he carries them out. Rava, when Rava came, a chazi chamber, the shakal afro, when he'd see the donkeys taking away the dirt from this spot in Babel, powerfully yadal gabai, he would put, he would slap them on the back with his hand, for Amr, he would say, Ruti tzadiki lumeabed rus namaraihu, run tzadikim, run righteous ones to do the will of your creator. Rabbi Ravina, the son of Ravina, came to the Babel and get to Babel, have a shakal afro, the sudre, he used to take some of the dirt in his own turban, the shakal labar, and throw it outside, the kaim ashnamar, to fulfill the pasuk with tati, yadu matati ashmeid, I'll sweep it clean with the broom of destruction. Amr Ravashi said, I know how to Ravamnuna Lashmili. I didn't hear this lesson from Ravamnuna about the five blessings to say when you walk through Babel, but from my own understanding, Brachatina Lakulu, I recited all of these brachos. Adkan Daf Nun Zayin.